we were shooting for Thanksgiving to get to New Orleans. We actually pulled out, unfortunately, 30 miles above downtown New Orleans because the weather was just really, it was really too rough. So we had been paddling for about an hour on Tuesday when we were expecting to get in and paddle that 30 miles that day. But between the wind and the cold, we actually decided to get off the water, and we just sort of accepted the fact that we basically got to New Orleans. So we actually had our people pick us up about 30 miles above New Orleans. A little anticlimactic, but I think everybody felt pretty accomplished that we had gotten to where we were.
Yeah, I'd say you more or less made it to New Orleans. So now that you've been back in the Midwest for a few weeks, what are some of your reflections on your big journey down the Mississippi?
So many. I think ones that stand out really just how, in ways, perceptions really have changed. Like, a lot of people just don't interact with it like we used to. We were told by people that once we got to Baton Rouge, there are a lot of ocean liners. We were told that 10, 12-foot wakes, and we would need to get off the water each time we were passed by one. But it turns out that there was no wakes at all. We were told, like, oh, after this lock and dam, this river gets really just sort of treacherous. And I'm not meaning to say that the river was never dangerous, but there really was a disconnect that I was sort of surprised by in terms of actually being on the river. Now, that being said, there still really was a respect and also just a familiarity with just the history of the river. It's just really seen as something that just industry uses, and you just kind of stay out of the way.
So when you say that perceptions of the river have changed since sort of back in the day, you're saying maybe 100 years ago people were more engaged with the river? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I guess engaged with the river, maybe there was more interaction. Like, it's obvious that while the river is still used quite heavily by barges, it's relied on a lot less. Almost like we've seen less as an artery than folks that we researched about long ago.
And what would you say was one of the most challenging moments of the trip?
At first thought, I would think about some of the really sort of hairy areas that we got into or times where we had really rough weather. But actually, I think for me, it came down to group dynamics. So what was sort of difficult was you had this really extraordinary experience and in many ways challenging mentally and physically. And to not be able to kind of get space, or you were always with these same people. And it was sort of hard to get perspective if you did have a conflict with someone, because like you were also relying on one another to be able to function, to be able to make food, set up your camp. It was really sort of truly immersive to the point where there was just layers of challenges in terms of both the physical and sort of mental aspect of just being in a setting for so long and paddling for that long.
And of course, this whole time you were, your group was interviewing people that you met along the way and taking video of some of those conversations. So what's the next step for that footage?
Yeah, good question. It is being processed by three of our group members. They're primarily the core of the media team. And so we are going to have a few meetings in terms of like agreeing on kind of what sort of message we want to send and what we figure would be most important for the audience to take away. But when it comes down to details and picking the particular footage, it's just down to those three.
Eric Immler, thanks so much for calling in today.
Yeah, absolutely, Natalie.